Welcome to the Soul Renovation Podcast. I am the author of the School of Soul series, a 3X published author, master manifester, and your cheerleader bestie on the internet. I am here to help you live the life you know you deserve. In today's episode, I am going to invite you to reframe how you view money. Money is still necessary. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against money in any way. I love nice things. Really, I love them. But nice things aren't why I love money. You can drive your dream car, which I do, wear a rock bigger than finger can hold, and your level of happiness can improve, of course, and it will, and you are allowed to want all of these things. But money can do something more for you, something better than getting you things. It can open doors. It turns keys and speeds up levels. What money does do is it provides you options and choices in life. The more money you have, the more options you will have, and in turn, more freedom. Money is not about getting, it is about freedom. Freedom of having choices of what you will do with your life and what direction you will go. Having no limitations, never having to say no to an opportunity, experience, or moment because of lack of money. Yes, money does buy freedom, and one would argue that freedom allows for the greatest happiness second only to accomplishing your life's purpose. There is a reason we are conditioned to not speak about it or to feel guilt and shame if we do. We are conditioned to feel bad about getting ahead in life. We are conditioned to view money as bad taste to speak about and share about. Wouldn't it make sense that considering money is one of the greatest resources available in the game, we should be speaking about, learning and sharing how to create it and how to create more of it? It is in this shame that has been created by the system that our wealth has not grown as a society together. Money has such a bad rep, and some even still believe it is in bad taste to speak of it. This is ridiculous, and it is not surprising that we have been conditioned out of speaking about money. As it is in fact one of the greatest resources available to us in the game of life, money is choices, options, and freedom. Your character is going to need resources to learn and acquire the skill sets needed along the way of your development, and money helps speed up the game. You got to think about the limiting beliefs behind money itself. Common limiting beliefs around money are money is evil, people with money do bad things. Money doesn't grow on trees. We've all heard these common limiting beliefs around money. Our thoughts create a reality. We want to be really careful about what we're projecting out into the world, even if we think we're saying it about someone else. Somebody may be projecting that thought about how others use this precious resource. However, it is going to resonate and show up in your own life because our thoughts create our reality. They don't create other people's reality. So if we think money is evil, the universe is not going to bring us money, but some ways to rewire projections and limiting beliefs around money. Money is a tool. Money is a resource. Money provides options, choices, and freedom in life to bring your goals, dreams, and aspirations into physical reality. We must create them. Creation of any sort in this reality on this plane takes resources. And that's why when I explain that life is a game, and we are a character and we must raise our character stats, we need resources to raise our character stats. There is nothing wrong with acquiring money. Money is going to help you raise your stats, and the better human you become because of your stats rising, the more good you can bring to the world. It decides what options are available to us. Without it, our options will be limited in life. You will not have all the choices you could in life without it. So let's stop giving money a bad rep. Let's provide it with gratitude to all that it can provide us. Because let's be honest, until we do, we can't attract it. I'm renovating my soul, and my soul is renovating my life. I believe we come here on soul contracts, and I am sure that I was destined to come here and do what I was meant to do. Otherwise, I would not be so driven working on it every day. My intention here on this earth in this lifetime is to develop myself as much as possible. I want to see if I give it my absolute all, if I try my hardest at everything I do. What am I capable of becoming? Like, what could I leave this earth being or have accomplished? To do that, to do all the things I need to do to become who I am meant to be, will cost money and resources. I have to go do the work and create the resources to use those resources to build the dreams. Money as an energy form is meant to be kept in circulation. It is meant to flow and acquire the things you need for use and then let them go and pass the energy on to where it can serve you best. The most important rule of money is never to borrow it, except for things that earn you more back. For example, education or a mortgage can be worthwhile. Borrowing to buy new shoes is not. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you love this topic, you will love my new books, Soul Game and Why Play, now available on Amazon. If you love this episode, take a screenshot, share it on social, and always tag me at Soul Renovation. Have a blessed day. Bye.